Hey, everybody. It's another episode of Super Good Question.
I'm cutting all this out.
Damn it.
Okay, it's time for the What Would You Go Blind For Lightning Round?
Lightning Round!
Okay, what are the rules of a lightning round?
It's basically just a yes or no question. If you really need to add something, make it good.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to try and plow through as many of these as I can. It's the Would You Go Blind lightning round. These all pertain to Would You Go Blind.
Yeah.
So, would you go blind for X?
Yeah.
And I'll say the thing. Okay. Would you go blind for a cortical implant that allows you to only see in VR, but you never have to wear a headset or anything again?
Can you see, like, can you see the real world? Is there a camera attachment?
No. What the fuck do you think this is?
Well, it's VR. Yes, but then I would just hack in a camera.
So no, there's no but. It's yes or no. Ugh. You can only see in...
Then no.
Okay. Would you go blind for an army of tiny hippos that would do all your bidding, but you could never enjoy their cuteness?
Yes.
Okay. Would you go blind for a horse-sized duck friend? I was going to say pet, but I don't think you could tame that.
Horse-sized ducks? A giant duck?
Yeah. A giant, terrifying bird friend.
No.
Good choice. How about a half-price Amazon Prime subscription?
No.
Okay.
Free Amazon Prime for life, maybe.
Okay, fair.
Oh, wait, no, that's terrible.
Like, you traded your vision for like $120 yeah. a year.
No, what I meant was free Amazon Prime for life and free Amazon stuff for life, maybe.
Okay, a lot significantly better, but... okay, how about a magic balloon that transports you anywhere you want in 15 minutes, but you still have to like manage flying the balloon?
I was going to say, why is it 15 minutes? Like, what is it doing?
It's a 15-minute balloon trip, but, like, you have to fly it still.
Yeah, so you got to, like, put fuel in it and do the, like...
Yeah, and, like, and land it.
So you take like, off. Basically, you take off and land, and you're wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it. It'd be so hilarious.
I'm really on the fence about it. I'll say yes.
Okay, how about for a pet gargoyle?
Can you describe the gargoyle a little more? Is it like...
It's like a gargoyle from the show Gargoyles.
Only if it was one of the good ones.
He's like one of the smaller sized ones, like the more bulbous type.
But the funny one?
Sure.
Then
who, Brooklyn?
I think that was... Yeah. I'll take Brooklyn. Or the leader.
Okay. Okay, would you go blind if you could just also know everyone's password?
Yes, I think so.
Remember, you couldn't see their nudes.
True, but like, you, I don't know. There's a lot you could do with the world's passwords.
No, you're right. How about for a fountain of youth in your backyard?
Yes.
How about for the answer to the meaning of life?
Yes.
How about for a mattress full of pure Afghan heroin?
No.
High street value.
True. It's a lot of money, but still no.
Okay. Would you give up your vision to never have to sleep again?
That was on my list.
Okay.
It's really tough. Like, I'm really on the fence about it. I'm going to say no.
Okay. All your meals are professionally catered.
Dude, that was the next one on my list. Like, nice. Do you want to see? No. It went a bunch of questions about, like, saving other people's life. And then the one he just asked, and then professional chef.
Oh, I have nothing regarding other people on here, so
all right.
Don't worry.
Okay, we'll get to those. Anyways, I want to say yes for... Mine was, like, five-star chef. Like,
yeah,
really, like, great.
Sure. World's best chef.
Yeah.
Prepares all your food.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Guaranteed 120 years of life.
No.
Okay. The cure for cancer for everyone.
Oh. You said you didn't have any about other people.
This I know. Is... Just that's the only one. I changed it. I was going to just be the cancer for inside you, but.
Yeah. Am I included in everyone then?
Yeah.
That's why I can't get cancer either.
General cure for cancer.
I guess so, yes.
Okay.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. It's going to save yourself eventually.
Yeah.
How about for a really, really good turkey sandwich?
No.
Homer style. My next one is just Emma Watson.
Good question. No.
How about for monster piano chops?
Yes.
Agreed. How about for the body of Chris Hemsworth? Circa Thor.
Tempting, but no.
I agree. You can't see yourself in the mirror. How do you even know? Can't masturbate to yourself. Okay, how about you can't see during the day, but during your dreams you can see, and they're all lucid.
Ooh, very creative. Yes.
Cool, I would do that one too. How about a seeing eye dog that could also talk?
Yeah. I want to say yes.
No.
Yes, tempting. I think so, yes.
Me too. How about a lifetime supply of chicken nuggets? McNuggets, that is.
Tempting, but no.
How about the ability to have Daredevil's powers?
Yes.
Nice. How about a bathtub made of solid gold?
No.
That's everything I've got.
Okay, all right. Let me look at my list and see if there's any. Okay. To save your significant other's life.
Yes.
To save your dog's life.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Wait, how old is he?
Right now.
Yes.
Really?
I have to. I don't want to.
Like, sorry to my dog, but no.
Yeah, you gotta... Look at that lumpy old near death.
She's great, but no dog is worth my sight. They're not going to live for more than, 10 years anyway.
No, you're right. I'll regret it. I'll regret it either way.
How about to give a blind person sight?
No, they're not more important than me.
To give all blind people sight.
Ooh. All right. Do it. But you're going to pay me.
That's like you with the cancer one, like reluctantly.
Yeah.
I guess.
I want a statue and a wing of something. I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, child.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Mindy Kaling, Jeff's favorite podcaster.
Who? Okay, tell me if you think this is a hit.
Maybe for a cat or a dog.
Perfect. The question is, what music do dogs like?
I read that they studied this, and the real answer...
Hey, we don't do real answers here. We don't do real science on the show.
Well, I'm not going to be able to get away from saying what I know to be the truth.
Okay.
Which is reggae.
Really?
Yeah.
They studied this?
Yeah. So apparently dogs react physically to music that is close to their heartbeat, and reggae is that.
That's hilarious and fascinating, because that's exactly what my dad used to say. He used to say reggae was like the music of the heartbeat, and that's why it was like the best or something. He used to play in a reggae band.
But was he talking about for humans? Because don't dogs have a different heart rate? Like, their heartbeat's faster than ours.
I have no idea. He said it was like somewhere around 80 usually.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. This article that I read said that dogs and reggae go together.
I think that dogs like the Spin Doctors.
Okay.
What's that song that goes, I'm thinking of Third Eye Blind. Do, 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 do. Really happy music. What's the Spin Doctors one? Send Me Flowers? How does that go? Do, 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 do,
if you
yeah
want to buy me babies.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not the lyrics.
Well, it's not if you want to buy me babies.
Actually, it might be. There's an episode
of Scottish Adoption Agency ad.
They should totally use that. There's an episode of the Sarah Silverman Show from like, I don't know, like 10 years ago now, when Brian Posehn is a character on the show and he's like a metalhead. His character is a metalhead.
Right.
And he has like this, the one episode about his dirty secret that he listens to Spin Doctors on his on his iPod like constantly.
Is that, that's their song though? That,
yeah.
One did.
I think yeah. it's called Two Princes.
So why do you think that that's dog's music?
It's just, it's so happy.
You just picture like puppies rolling around in the grass and stuff.
Not even necessarily puppies, just like, I feel like dogs wake up and have a positive outlook on the day. It's like, that's the song that you play when you walk out your door and you've got a skip in your step.
Right.
It's a sunny day. And
what do cats listen to?
Just weird shit. Like awful, awful screamo. They like atonal shit. Like dissonance.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm picturing like a slinky, like jazzy.
Not even. Of. More like industrial, like... like garbage can lids on the feet kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. What is a harmless question that immediately enrages you?
Oh man, so many of these.
I feel like you have a lot of these, so I thought it might be a good one to ask you. I have one to get us started. It's not really a question though, so I don't know if it counts, but I hate it when you're explaining something to someone and then they go, oh, probably.
That's not a question, but it's a thing that enrages me. So, sure.
You know what I mean, right? Like, it's the worst. You're like, no, yeah, not, no. That's not what probably means. Yeah, like, definitely, I'm telling you.
Definitely. No, definitely. Very probably, 100% probably.
Do you have a, have you thought of a question yet?
I could do... Like versions of why are you so quiet right now?
Yeah.
Or why are you not talking? Or you haven't said anything in a while? Or
yeah. Oh, I know.
So what's on your mind? You're quiet. What's on your mind? Punching you now.
So that reminded me of whenever we play like a board game and you're mad and people like to poke you about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go well for anybody.
No.
Yeah. Anytime you're losing a game and someone like someone starts in,
yeah, my rage stew is brewing, and you come knocking on the door like, hey, what are you brewing? What are you cooking in there? It smells good.
Yeah. How about like directions to places?
They don't. I don't like asking them.
No, well, I mean to be asked directions.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I know what you mean exactly. Yes. Like, infuriating in 2019.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a guy from Kijiji the other day.
Yeah.
And I guess he was an older guy because he insisted that I call him on the telephone to have a voice conversation about the item in
red
question.
Red flag number one.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm like, okay, yeah, so I can come this afternoon. Give me the address. He's like, well, basically you get on the 401. I stop right there.
Yeah.
What is the address? Well, it's basically it's like the first street right after you come off. You take this exit and then it's like one. Okay. Maybe you're not hearing me. Go outside. Turn around. Look at the building you're standing in. Has it got any words and numbers on it? Tell me those.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a cottage where you have to take like some unlabeled road or whatever.
Yeah. Somewhere Google Maps hasn't driven their stupid car down yet.
Yeah. Even then, just give me like the coordinates and I'll find my way there.
Yeah. I'd rather you send me a picture from Google Maps.
Yeah.
A JPEG.
Yeah. What other questions are enraging, though? How about sometimes my wife will ask me to do something, and then her way of like reminding me or whatever is like asking if I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Just be like, you didn't do this. Don't like ask. Like, we're standing here. Like, it's not done. You can see that. Don't phrase it like a question.
Yeah. Is this Jeopardy?
Yeah.
And also, what is Double Jeopardy? It's just Jeopardy with more points.
Daily Double. I like the Daily Double sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Double Jeopardy is dumb, though.
Why is it even called Jeopardy? There's no... You're not in danger at any point.
Yeah. Bad name. It just stuck.
Yeah.
So...
And what does that have to do with phrasing it in the form of a question?
I really hate that rule on Jeopardy. Like, yeah.
It's such a lazy way to do it, too. Like,
I know.
Half the time, the question that you phrase isn't even like consistent with the way that the answer goes.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst.